Warning, warning, this truth of a head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, there's an exciting video on YouTube, and I'm going to invite you to watch it, and you could actually help. This is a project of American Right to Life, and we were involved with it here at Bob Enyart Live, and the Bob Enyart Live studio is moving. It's exciting. We're moving this week, and so I am downtown at the KLTT Studios in Denver, downtown Denver. American Right to Life has put out a video on YouTube called The Ann Coulter Hangups. And this is a funny video. This is a hard-hitting video. And the internet is ablaze with talk about this video. And I'm going to give you an idea of the news sites and some of the other sites that are posting the press release, headlines, embedding the video itself, linking to the video. And this site comes with, this video comes with a website called AnnCoulterApology.com. And I'm going to share with you the details of this. But for example, let's see, which website? I think I'll start with the Yahoo News version of the press release. And also linking to this video to the American Right to Life website is, I'm looking at a list here, the New York Times website, the New York Daily News, Wall Street Journal, and so many, dozens and dozens of sites, Denver Post, and then there's homosexual sites, there's Republican sites, GOP12, there's the Race for 2008, 2012, Fox Business, foxbusiness.com, so many websites, Breitbart. And a while back, I was listening to the Dennis Miller show. He has a national radio show, quasi-conservative, not really conservative, but these days, Dennis Miller passes for a conservative. And a friend of mine was being interviewed, not by Dennis Miller. Dennis had the day off, and his co-host or his guest host was Andrew Breitbart. Andrew Breitbart. And if you recognize that name, he started an internet news service a few years back, Breitbart.com. And Matt Drudge links to it all the time, news stories on Breitbart. And so here's Andrew Breitbart, the founder of Breitbart.com, Breitbart News, interviewing my good friend, talk show host from Los Angeles, Greg Jackson. Greg is the author of Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies, and he also, at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee conference once a year, he has been the MC of CPAC for a couple years. In fact, he introduced the presidential candidates like Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, and so on in 2007 and 2008. This is Greg Jackson. And Greg Jackson and I made a video, not just the two of us, but John Haskins out in Massachusetts, Iowa talk show host, the number one talk show host in Iowa, which is the first in the nation caucus state, Steve Dace on a 50,000-watt station there, and Bill Keller, who is a radio talk show host down in Tampa, Florida, St. Petersburg, and he's on a 50,000-watt station there. I'm on a 50,000-watt station here. And so we got all these conservative Christian talk show hosts, and we all interviewed Ann Coulter. We interviewed Ann Coulter, and we are challenging her, asking her, why would you endorse for president a radical, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, liberal politician like Mitt Romney? And this video is called The Ann Coulter Hangups because, well, double entendre there, she doesn't want to answer. She does not want to answer. So I want to share with you what's going on. But when Greg Jackson was on Dennis Miller's show, Andrew Breitbart was asking him, he wanted Greg to talk about how bad the liberals are. And every question, Greg turned it to, well, look at the conservatives. If you think the liberals are bad, you want to talk about the left wing. How about when the Republicans are endorsing someone who funds tax-funded elective abortions and forced homosexual marriage on the people of Massachusetts? How about that? And that's the hero of the Republican Christians, the pro-life, pro-family Republican conservative Christians. That's their hero, the one who forced tax-funded abortions and homosexual marriage on the people of Massachusetts. And so Greg Jackson was just great on the Dennis Miller show. So anyway, I want to share with you this press release from American Right to Life, the Ann Coulter hangups. I'll give you the first sentence, and you could help with this in a big way, because on YouTube, when a video is viewed, it goes up in the ranks when people search for videos. And so you could go to YouTube.com and type in Ann Coulter hangups, and you'll see a bazillion videos. And the top one will be the American Right to Life video. You click on it and you watch that video. You know what'll help also? If you rate it highly. If you rate it highly, give it 5 stars, that'll help also. But here's the first sentence of the press release. All right, we have American Right to Life, the Ann Coulter hangups, 4 conservative talk show hosts, correct author in YouTube video. American Right to Life today, that's this weekend, releases a YouTube video, the Ann Coulter hangups, and its associated website, AnnCoulterApology.com, documenting the growing rift between the right-wing pundit and popular Christian pro-family leaders. The press release goes on, this cross-country sampling of conservative talk show hosts from Florida, Iowa, Colorado, and California confronts the best-selling author on her repeated defense of those implementing homosexual marriage and tax-funded abortion. More than just the title of her new bestseller, Guilty, Guilty may also describe Ann Coulter herself, according to American Right to Life president and Columbine dad Brian Rohrbaugh. Quote, if she wants him elected, Ann Coulter will try to cover up a politician's aggressive attacks on children and the family. It seems the only prerequisite is an R after his name. Whoa. Think about that. If you have someone who is the enemy, and if they have an R after their name, then Christian leaders and conservative leaders, Republican leaders, pro-life, pro-family, will defend, endorse, support, lie for that politician to try to get him elected, to get political power. And that is where we're at. And this video shows that in such a powerful way. And it's sort of funny, too. A couple times in the video, you see Ann Coulter in a mugshot of Ann Coulter. And the number, her prisoner number, I'm not going to tell you what the number is on the air. You'll have to see it at YouTube. No, it's not 666. But you'll have to see it, but it's pretty funny. The video is called Ann Coulter Hangups. And an easy way to get to the video is just to go to the new website that's associated with the video. It's called AnnCoulterApology.com. AnnCoulterApology.com. Let's continue now. American Right to Life's vice president, the former Colorado Republican Party chairman, Steve Curtis. And Steve Curtis said, Coulter can answer softball criticism from the left, but she always has to run when Christian journalists document her misinformation and ask for a correction. The Ann Coulter hangups shows Coulter repeatedly punting and ending interviews instead of answering valid questions. And then the press release lists the 4 talk show hosts, and the video, it's funny in so many ways. When Ann Coulter says, I got to go. My mom is waiting for me. We got to have dinner. You see a picture of Ann and her mom having dinner, and you got to look at the name tag on her mom. It's It's sort of funny. And then there's a couple places in the video where Ann Coulter is asked. Now, she endorsed Mitt Romney for president. She lied when she wrote in her column when she endorsed him that Mitt Romney governed as a pro-lifer. That was a lie. She knew that Mitt Romney authorized tax-funded elective abortions. She knew it. On the American Right to Life website, AnnCoulterApology.com, there are private emails. Well, they were private until recently. Private emails between Ann Coulter and Greg Jackson. And they're now posted for you to read. And Ann Coulter knew the truth about Mitt Romney. She knew the truth. And she knew there was no order compelling him, as though you could ever be compelled to do something wrong. Can anyone force you to sin? No, you cannot be forced to sin. If you sin of your own accord. And so Ann Coulter says, oh, Romney was forced to legalize, to authorize homosexual marriage in Massachusetts. That's simply a lie. That's false. But in these emails, she admits, she said, okay, there may not have been an order from the Massachusetts Supreme Court telling Romney to implement homosexual marriage. But, and then she just goes on, like, so what? And so those private emails, the list of Christian leaders who supported Mitt Romney, defended Mitt Romney, advocated Mitt Romney, even endorsed Mitt Romney, this aggressive pro-homosexual, pro-homosexual marriage, pro-choice, pro-tax-funded elective abortion, child-killing, liberal politician, and his quasi-socialist health care program in Massachusetts, they call Romney Care, and he is being defended and endorsed by our Christian leaders. And so one of the goals of American Right to Life is not to wait until 4 months into the primary season when Christian leaders have already endorsed him and their pride doesn't enable them to back out, even though that was such a wicked thing they did. The goal is to make Mitt Romney radioactive today. Make Mitt Romney radioactive, taint him so that Christian leaders, now they need to be taught to not lie to Christians. You'd think that would go as just a matter of course. But they need to be taught, don't lie to Christians. And don't lie about, and so here's the problem with democracy. First, they want to win. They want to beat the Democrats at all costs, and that includes dishonoring God, lying, deceit, money laundering, whatever. So they want to beat the other guy, then they pick their team. It's like rooting for the Avalanche in the Stanley Cup. It's like that. And you root, and it has nothing to do with right or wrong. It's just your team, your guy you're rooting for. It's like watching WWF or something. And so you got conservative Christian leaders who pick a guy, and they pick Mitt Romney, for example. And then you say, well, Mitt Romney authorized homosexual marriage. He forced it on the state of Massachusetts. And first they lie. They say, no, he didn't. Then you document and prove that he did. And then they say, well, it was a good thing that he did that. That was good. And then you say, well, Mitt Romney authorized tax-funded elective abortions. First they lie and they say, no, he didn't. Then you prove that he did. And then they say, well, he had to, or it's a good thing he did it. It was just another way of, you know, they just lie. And then they defend the evil. And when you defend evil, you become evil. You become evil. And all the flock, the teachers, have the greater judgment. So the flock then gets confused, and they don't know right from wrong. And they don't understand the importance of do not murder. They don't get it. They don't understand the importance of don't fornicate, don't commit adultery, don't be a homosexual. They don't get it. And pretty soon, millions of young Christians think homosexuality is fine. After all, our Christian leaders are putting into office presidents who think homosexuality is fine, and judges, they lobby for judges who think homosexuality is fine and Christian morality is barbaric. And so you're surprised that pastors, how many pastors now think abortion is okay in any number of circumstances? And I mean Bible church or fundamentalist or evangelical or charismatic pastors or Billy Graham with the Billy Graham Christian Workers Handbook, that abortion should be accepted in the case of rape and incest and if the baby's handicapped, and just so startling and shocking. So we need to make Mitt Romney into a litmus test. If you're a Christian leader and you defend him, you are a traitor. You're a traitor to the body of Christ. You're a traitor to the innocent, those that he will kill with tax dollars. You're a traitor to marriage and family. You're an enemy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to make Mitt Romney the litmus test to teach Christians to take God and his word seriously. So this press release, I'm looking at it now at Yahoo News, but I could be where? At Forbes, Forbes.com. They've got it. The Wall Street Journal links to it at Street Insider. Some of these business sites and news sites you might not be familiar with are Republican sites like GOP12, G-O-P. That's the initials for the Republican Party. GOP12.com and Race for 2008, 2012.com, Patriots for America. The New York Times links to International Entertainment News, which has got it. Google, when I Google American Right to Life in quotes and then Coulter Hangups in quotes, I get, what, a couple hundred, 290 web pages that have the press release and point to the YouTube video. The Colorado Independent, that's a lefty newspaper in Colorado, Wendy Norris, she was funny. She is an evil woman. She supports homosexuality, child killing, socialism. She's just downright in rebellion against God. And you could pray for her, of course. She writes, Ann Coulter may have met her match in the leaders of American Right to Life. Columbine dad Brian Rohrbaugh and Vice President Steve Curtis, former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. Yeah, Ann Coulter may have met her match. I think so. And so Andrew Breitbart, who founded Breitbart.com, his website lists the American Right to Life press release on this YouTube video, the Ann Coulter hangups. And he's gotten into an argument on the internet with Greg Jackson. Again, Greg is the author of Conservative Comebacks, major bestseller. He was a talk show host in Boston on their big WRKO radio station, 50,000 water, while Mitt Romney was governor. And then he went out to L.A., a talk show host on a Salem radio station out there. And Greg Jackson, close friend of Bob Benyart Live, he is in an argument on the internet with Andrew Breitbart, founder of that conservative, so-called quasi-alleged conservative news site. And he's saying, Andrew, you're dissing this video. You're disagreeing with the video, and you haven't even watched it. And Andrew Breitbart admitted, no, I haven't watched it. And Greg said, you linked to it on your news site. It's got over 1,000 views, which is quite a few for a YouTube video. This is a 10-minute video. Most videos on YouTube are 2.5 minutes. This is a mini documentary. It's got four conservative talk show hosts versus Ann Coulter's endorsement of liberal pro-abortion, pro-homosexual Mitt Romney. And Greg is saying, look, Andrew Breitbart, your own website, your news service, it has listed this American Right to Life press release. And you mean to tell me you're dissing the video that's linked to and referred to on your news site and you haven't viewed it yet? So there are over 1,000 views already, and that's real good for an average YouTube video. Of course, the most famous YouTube videos, just they go viral. and they get an enormous number of views. But for a 10-minute video, this is great. In the first weekend, 1,000 views. And if you go to YouTube.com on the internet and you search, use their search bar, just type in Ann Coulter hangups, and the video will pop up. You could watch it. I think you'll get a kick out of it. And you could also go to the video via its associated website, AnnCoulterApology.com. And so then the press release lists the four talk show hosts that are confronting Ann Coulter. It's Bill Keller in Tampa, Florida, their 50,000-watt AM station, WWBA. And by the way, when you got 50,000 watts and you're on an AM station, that signal goes and goes and goes. And the lower on the dial you are, the further the signal goes. So Bill Keller, by the way, 2 million people receive his daily devotional at liveprayer.com. 2 million people every day. And so he's low on the dial, 8:20 a.m. That's pretty low on the dial, right? Think of in Colorado, KOA, that's 850. That's higher than Bill Keller in Florida on 820, 50,000 watts. That goes far. The lower you get, the further the signal goes. So here in Denver, Bob Enyar on America's most powerful Christian radio station, Denver's 50,000-watt AM 670 KLTT. That signal just... My son and I took my son for a hockey game in Breckenridge 2 weeks ago. We were up in Breckenridge. And he said, Dad, let's see if your station comes in here. It's not my station. I don't own it. But I'm on the KLTT. So I said, yeah, son, let's check that out. And so we put on KOA first, 850, the Rush Limbaugh affiliate, Mike Rosen. And that came in. It came in okay. Then we turned lower on the dial from 850 down to 670. That is really low on the AM dial. And it came in crystal clear up in the resort town of Breckenridge, Colorado, the ski resort town. And that's, what, an hour and a half west into the mountains. We get calls from people in Oklahoma, Wyoming, Kansas, Nebraska, and throughout much of Colorado. So it's pretty exciting. And so the four talk show hosts, Bill Keller in Florida, 50,000 water. Bob Enyar in Denver, 50,000 water. Steve Dace, Iowa's number one talker, afternoon drive at Des Moines, 50,000-watt AM 1040, news radio, WHO. And then we've got Greg Jackson, the fourth of the four talk show hosts, who emceed the 2007 and 2008 CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference, presidential candidate sessions. So imagine that. Greg Jackson is the one who introduced at the most supposedly politically significant conservative event of the year back in D.C. And so Greg Jackson introduces Rudy Giuliani, and he introduces Ron Paul, and he introduces Mike Huckabee, and he introduces Mitt Romney. And so he's one of the four talk show hosts that worked together to produce this video, and he's also the author of the best-selling conservative comebacks to liberal lies. And he hosted talk shows for years at Boston's 50,000-watt AM 680 WRKO. Now, what's lower on the AM dial, 670 or 680? So Boston's got a 50,000-watt, right? But you know where they are? They're on the coast. So half of their signal goes over the ocean. It's wasted. KLTT, we're landlocked, right? We're here in the middle of the country. Our signal goes out. It is the most enormous footprint of a radio station. It is such a powerful signal. And so, but anyway, Greg Jackson was in Boston on AM 680, 50,000-watt WRKO. He was, until recently, at Salem Radio Network's Los Angeles station, KDAR. And so the press release ends like this. American Right to Life's new video and website urges Ann Coulter to publicly correct her record of Republican politician Mitt Romney and then apologize. And then quoting Brian Rohrbaugh, Ann Coulter has misrepresented and even defended some of the most egregious and immoral behavior, when Anne covers up aggressively anti-marriage action and pro-abortion legislation that actually funds the killing of unborn children, she apparently is motivated by a desire to distort the truth and deceive Christians for some personal gain, unquote. Wow. This is a hard-hitting video. There are, on blogs all over the internet right now, links to the YouTube video, links to the website, AnnCoulterApology.com, links to American Right to Life, people thanking American Right to Life for producing the video. Homosexuals and pro-aborts angry, confused, upset. They don't know what to do. Conservative Republicans devastated. Some have said this video is absolutely devastating. Some leading Republican activists are posting the video and saying, well, I'm not taking a position, but this is a must-see video. Think about that. Republican activists around the country calling this a must-see video. Some saying it is absolutely, some saying Ann Coulter was my favorite political pundit, was until this video. And now we see the truth. So please help us. Please help us. And in this case, it's so easy to help. We're not asking you to go to an abortionist home or to send in money. We're asking you to go to an internet website, AnnCoulterApology.com, and you could just click and watch the YouTube video from right there. Or you could go to YouTube.com and search for Ann Coulter Hangups, and you could watch it. And help us get this video to rise up in the rankings of the search engines. May God bless you. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a great school. And our website is KGOV, KGOV.com.